det, Anders.
What a wonderful time this has been.
Fantastisk tid det har
really,
været.
Really wonderful time.
Virkelig en vidunderlig tid.
And I have so much to say.
Jeg har så meget at sige.
That's why I'm a preacher.
Det er derfor jeg forkynder.
We always have a lot to
say. Vi har altid meget på hjerte.
But this has been a wonderful time.
Det har været en fantastisk tid.
Oh, and now it's time for me to go home.
Og nu er det tid for mig til at tage hjem.
I leave tomorrow.
Jeg forlader Danmark i morgen.
But, you know, the reality is,
virkeligheden er,
the Holy Spirit is the same here as he is in Canada.
Helligånden er den samme her som han er i Canada.
Yeah. God is the same.
Gud er den samme.
Everywhere.
Overalt.
And it's wonderful to see these beautiful girls leading worship here.
Og det er så dejligt at se de her smukke piger.
And the beautiful young man.
og den meget smukke unge mand lede lovsang.
How many of you know there is no such thing as a junior Holy Spirit?
Der er ikke noget der hedder sådan junior Helligånd.
He's the same.
Det er den samme.
He's the same in you. He's the same in me. He's the same here. He's the same in Canada. Oh, he's the same. He's wonderful.
Han er den samme i både dig og i mig og i Canada og i USA.
A couple of things I'd like to say before I start.
Inden jeg starter vil jeg godt lige sige noget.
And one of them is this.
Og en af dem er det her.
I want to share with you the importance of staying filled with the Holy Spirit.
Jeg vil gerne dele med jer den her vigtigheden af at være fyldt af Helligånden.
And how incredibly vital it is that you and I must stay full of him.
Og hvor afgørende det er for os at vi forbliver fyldt af ham.
But in keeping with that, I want to say this to you.
Men jeg vil også i den sammenhæng sige til jer.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil opmuntre jer.
If you have not found a church home.
Hvis ikke du har fundet dit kirkehjem.
Or maybe you're in a church.
Måske er du i en kirke.
And you shouldn't be.
Hvor du ikke burde være.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre dig.
To come here.
Til at komme her.
And make this a regular place.
Og vær det her et sted hvor du kommer.
Where you receive
ofte
fellowship.
Og du får fællesskab.
The word of God.
Guds ord.
And you come together for worship.
Og kommer sammen for at tilbede.
Well, Curtis, you're going to say that because Anas is your friend.
Ja, du siger det her fordi Anas er din ven.
That's not why I'm saying it.
Det er ikke derfor jeg siger det.
I want you to turn in your Bibles, please.
Jeg vil gerne have, at I slår op i Bibelen.
To Matthew chapter 25.
Matthæus 25.
Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to take a look at a parable.
Og vi kommer til at se på en lignelse.
What is a parable?
Hvad er en lignelse?
It's a story.
Det er en fortælling.
Jesus often shared stories.
Han delte ofte historier.
They weren't actual historic events. They were not.
Det var ikke ligesom historiske begivenheder han delte.
But there were stories.
Men det var fortællinger.
To illustrate a much bigger point.
Som skulle illustrere en meget større pointe.
And in Matthew chapter 25.
Og i Matthæus 25.
Jesus shares a series of parables or stories with the crowd.
Der deler han en række lignelser eller fortællinger.
And we are going to take one of those stories out of the four.
Og så tager vi en ud af de her fire.
And we're going to examine it.
Og vi undersøger den.
But here's the thing about the four of them.
Men her er det der sker med de fire af dem eller handler de fire handler om.
The first one,
den første,
is about
handler om
a master.
Om en mester eller en herre,
giving his servants
som giver sine tjenere
to be in charge,
at de skal være stå for,
and gathering people
og indsamle mennesker
for a feast,
til en fest.
The second one,
den anden,
that we're going to look at
som er den vi kommer til at se på,
is a story,
er en fortælling
about wise and unwise virgins.
Handler om vise og uvise brudepiger.
The next story,
og den efterfølgende igen,
is a story,
er en fortælling
about the importance of being faithful with the gifts that you have been given.
Er at du er trofast med de gaver der er blevet givet dig.
And the last one,
og den sidste,
is a story,
er en fortælling
about what's going to happen when God when Jesus returns,
som er en fortælling om det der sker når Jesus kommer tilbage.
And he gives his reward.
Og han giver sin belønning.
Now in all of those four stories,
i alle fire fortællinger,
there is one thing that is common to all of them.
Så der en ting der fælles for dem alle.
Okay? And that is,
og det
that the master,
det at Herren
has gone away,
han rejst væk,
and he is given his servants something that is important for them to do.
Og det at han givet sine tjenere en opgave, noget som vigtigt for dem at gøre.
And that he is coming back again.
Og at han kommer tilbage igen.
He's going away.
Han tager væk.
He's given his servants and he's given those who are his subjects something important that they have to do.
Og han givet sine tjenere noget vigtigt at gøre.
But here's the big thought.
Og her den store tanke.
Is that he is coming back again.
Det at han kommer tilbage igen.
And when he comes back,
og når han kommer tilbage,
he has an expectation.
Så har han en forventning.
Are you following me so
far? Kan I følge mig?
Are you okay?
Er I okay?
So in this story we're going to read.
Så i den her fortælling som vi skal læse.
It's a story.
Det en fortælling.
Of virgins.
Om brudepiger.
10 of them.
Jomfruer, 10 af dem.
5 who were wise.
5 som er vise.
And 5 who were foolish.
Og 5 som er tåbelige.
And it says in verse 1.
Og det står sådan her i vers 1.
At that time the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Der skal himmeriget ligne 10 brudepiger som tog deres lamper og gik ud for at møde brudgommen.
5 of them were foolish.
5 af dem var tåbelige.
And 5 of them were wise.
Og 5 af dem var kloge.
The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them.
De tåbelige tog deres lamper med, men ikke olie.
The wise, however,
de kloge derimod,
took oil in their jars along with lamps.
Tog både deres lamper med og olie med.
The bridegroom was a long time in coming back.
Da brudgommen lod vente på sig.
And they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
Så blev de alle døsige og faldt i søvn.
Then at midnight.
Men ved midnat.
The cry rang out.
Lød råbet.
Here is the bridegroom, come out and meet him.
Brudgommen kom og gå ud og mød ham.
Then all the virgins woke up.
Da vågnede alle pigerne.
They trimmed their lamps.
Gjorde deres lamper klar.
The foolish ones,
og de tåbelige,
that didn't have any oil,
sagde til de kloge,
said to the wise ones, give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out.
Giv os noget af jeres olie for vores lamper går ud.
No, they cried.
Nej.
There may not be enough for us and you.
Nej, der er ikke nok til både
instead,
os og jer.
Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourself.
Gå hellere hen til købmanden og køb selv.
Listen to this. But while they were on their way to buy oil,
men da de var gået hen for at købe,
the bridegroom arrived.
Kom brudgommen.
And the virgins who were ready,
de der var rede,
went in with him,
gik med ham
to the wedding banquet.
Ind i bryllupssalen.
And the door was shut.
Og døren blev lukket.
Later the others also came and said, sir, open the door for us.
Siden kom de andre piger også og sagde, herre, luk os ind.
But he replied,
men han svarede,
I tell you the truth.
Sandelig siger jeg,
I don't know you.
Jeg kender jer ikke.
Therefore, keep watch.
Våg derfor.
Keep watch.
Våg derfor.
Because you do not know the day or the hour.
For I kender hverken dagen eller timen.
I felt very strong from the Holy Spirit.
Jeg følte meget stærk fra Helligånden.
To share this with you today.
At jeg skulle dele det her med jer.
And what is the lesson here?
Og hvad er lektien her?
The lesson is a very simple one.
Det er en meget simpel lektie i virkeligheden.
And it's one that if we do not learn it,
og hvis ikke vi lærer den,
it can have very big consequences in our lives,
så kan den have store konsekvenser i vores
and in our relationship with God.
Og i vores relation til Gud.
Now, it's very important that you don't try to teach too much doctrine from parables.
Det er meget vigtigt, at vi ikke læser alt for meget, laver alt for mange læresætninger ud fra de her.
Because much of these stories that Jesus shared,
for mange af de her fortællinger lige,
can be interpreted different ways.
Kan fortolkes på forskellige
but
måder.
But there are common threads.
Men der er ligesom nogle tråde igen.
Follow me now. There are common threads that run through these four parables.
Men der er en fælles tråd, som går igennem de her fire lignelser.
And in this particular one,
og i den her,
it is clear
that er klart,
that the virgins represent Christ's bride.
Det er Kristi brud.
Who is the bride of Jesus?
Hvem er Jesu brud?
It's us.
Det er os.
It's the church.
Det er kirken.
Right?
Okay.
We are the bride of Christ.
Vi er Kristi brud.
The Bible is full of references in the New Testament to us being
Jesus' bride. Bibelen er fuld af referencer, hvor vi er Jesu brud.
It's a wonderful picture,
et vidunderligt billede,
really, of the relationship that we have with him.
At på den relation, som vi har med ham.
So the virgins,
så brudepiger,
why are they virgins?
Hvorfor er de jomfruer?
They're virgins because they have been made pure by, listen, we are the virgin bride of Christ. Why?
Hvorfor er vi det?
Because you and I have been made pure by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Fordi vi er blevet gjort rene af Jesu blod.
What does that mean to be pure?
Hvad betyder det at være ren?
It means that we, as far as it stands right now,
det betyder, at sådan, som
we are the righteousness of God.
Så er vi Guds retfærdige.
In Jesus.
I Jesus.
And that's not because of anything you have done to make yourself ceremonially pure.
Det er ikke noget med, at du har gjort en eller anden ceremoni, hvor du er blevet ren.
It's because of what the precious blood of Jesus did.
Men på grund af det dyrebare blod, som
right?
Jesus udgød.
Thank you, God.
Tak, Gud.
So you and I,
så du og jeg,
are the virgin bride of Christ.
Vi er brudepigerne, de her jomfruer.
Remember I said yesterday,
which,
by the way, we had, was what a wonderful day yesterday.
Hvilken underlig dag vi havde i går.
I'm going to remember that for the rest of my life.
Jeg kommer til at huske den resten af mit liv.
But remember I said yesterday,
men husk hvad jeg sagde i går.
If you are a Christian,
hvis du er kristen,
and Jesus' presence lives in you,
og Jesu nærvær lever
i dig, on your worst day,
på din aller værste dag,
on your worst day,
på din aller værste dag,
you are in right standing with God.
Så er du på ret fod med Gud.
Come on. Isn't that good news, ladies?
Er det ikke gode nyheder?
Come on.
Kom ud.
You are in right standing with God, not because of anything that you have done.
Ikke på grund af noget som helst du har gjort.
But because,
men fordi,
of what Jesus did.
Fordi på grund af det som Jesus gjorde.
On the cross.
På korset.
Amen.
Amen.
So you and I,
så du og jeg,
are the virgin bride of Christ.
Vi er de her jomfruer, brudepiger for Kristus.
But let's drill down on that a little deeper.
Men lad os tage et spadestik dybere.
See, all 10 of them,
alle 10,
were virgins.
Var jomfruer.
They all were.
Det var de alle sammen.
The bride of the bridegroom.
De var alle sammen brudepiger, altså for bruden eller for brudgommen.
But 5 of them,
men 5 af dem,
were wise,
var kloge,
and 5 of them,
5 af dem,
were foolish,
var tåbelige.
They were all washed, cleansed, and in right standing with the bride.
De var alle sammen vasket og renet og var på ret fod med.
Are you following me now? They were all the same.
De var alle sammen på den måde.
But
ens.
5 of them,
men 5 af dem,
were wise,
var kloge.
5 of them,
og 5 af dem,
were stupid,
var dumme.
And what made the difference?
Og hvad var det der gjorde forskellen?
The difference was,
forskellen var,
that the 5 who were wise,
at de 5 kloge,
they had oil.
De havde olie.
Oh Jesus. What does the oil represent?
Hvad repræsenterer den her olie?
The Holy Spirit.
Helligånd.
The five that were wise,
de fem kloge,
they lived their lives. Listen now.
De levede deres liv.
Listen now. They lived their lives constantly, constantly in the supply of oil.
De havde konstant olie, som de havde klar.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Hvordan ved du det?
Oh, now you're going too far. No, no, no. I know that. I know that. You know why? Because the Bible says this. The story says this.
Fordi fortællingen siger sådan her.
The bridegroom,
brudgommen,
was taking a long time to come back.
Brugte lang tid på at komme tilbage.
How many of you know Jesus has taken a long time to come back?
Ved ikke, hvor mange af jer ved, at han tager lang tid om at komme
let me
tilbage.
Inform you.
Lad mig informere jer.
If you're here today,
hvis du er her i dag,
Jesus is coming back again.
Så kommer Jesus tilbage.
He's coming back to establish his kingdom that will never ever ever fall.
Han kommer tilbage og reetablerer sit rige, som aldrig nogensinde kommer til at falde.
As a matter of fact, when God's presence,
når Guds nærvær,
shows up,
viser sig
the way he is right now,
som han gør lige nu,
and the way he was yesterday,
og som han gjorde yesterday,
when his presence,
når hans nærvær,
another word for God's presence, you know what another word for presence
is? Et andet ord for nærvær, ved I hvad det er?
You know another word for presence is face.
Det er ansigt.
Face.
Ansigt.
See? So when his face shows up,
når hans ansigt viser sig,
then the nature, his nature shows up.
Så viser hans natur sig.
Where the kingdom of God comes,
når Guds rige kommer,
is where God shows his face.
Der, hvor han viser sit ansigt.
Where the spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Okay.
Hvor Herrens ånd er, der er frihed.
So the five foolish virgins,
så de fem tåbelige,
and the five
jomfruer,
wise virgins,
og de fem kloge jomfruer,
both of them,
begge hold,
recognize,
de anerkendte, eller,
that the bridegroom was taking a long time to come back.
De var klar over, at brudgommen, han var længe om at komme tilbage.
It's been over 2,000 years.
Og gået over 2,000 år.
Give or take a few years.
Plus minus nogle få år.
Wow. It almost feels as though, if I can be very real with you,
jeg kan være meget virkelig sammen med jer.
It almost feels as though he's not coming back.
Det virker næsten som om, at han slet ikke kommer tilbage.
But you see, that's why
det er derfor,
there was five of the virgins who stopped buying oil.
Det var derfor, at der var fem af de her jomfruer, der holdt op med at købe olie.
And I want to tell you something.
Og nu vil jeg fortælle dig noget.
The church, unfortunately,
desværre har kirken,
is one of those five foolish or wise virgins.
Er en af de her enten fem kloge eller fem tåbelige.
And a lot of us,
og mange af os,
individually,
hver især,
need to understand how important it is,
må forstå, hvor vigtigt det er,
for you,
for jer,
to stay filled with the Spirit.
Og forblive fyldt af ånden.
Because when he comes back again,
for når han kommer tilbage,
the call is going to come out.
Så kommer råbet.
And listen. It's going to be those of us,
det kommer til at blive dem af os,
who are on fire.
Som er i brand.
Because remember, they had oil.
Fordi de havde olie.
And when the bridegroom came, they had lamps.
Der havde de lamper også.
So what did they do?
Så hvad gjorde de?
The oil goes in the lamp.
Olien går ned i lampen.
And the lamp is lit.
Og så tænder de lampen.
Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
Han sagde, I er verdens lys.
You are a city on a hill.
I er en by på en bjerg.
But the warning of this parable is,
men advarslen i den her lignelse er,
that if you and I do not stay full of the Spirit,
men hvis ikke vi forbliver fyldt af ånden,
if we do not keep ourselves full of him,
hvis ikke vi holder os fyldt af ham,
well, let's just say we want to keep ourselves full of him.
Vi vil gerne, lad os bare sige det som det er. Vi vil holde os fyldt af ham.
We want to stay full of oil.
Vi vil holde os fyldt af olie.
The oil of His Holy Spirit.
Hans Helligånds olie.
Folks, I'm not talking about being a Pentecostal, being a Word of Faith, being, you know, being catch the fire. It's not about that.
Det handler ikke om det.
It's about Him.
Det handler om ham.
It's about staying full of Him.
Det handler om at være fyldt
af
ham.
We must stay full of oil.
Vi må have fyldt op med olie.
Well, Curtis, how does oil actually leak out of my life?
Hvordan kommer det her olie ligesom,
how do I know if I'm staying full of oil?
Hvordan ved jeg, om jeg er fyldt af olie?
Good question. I'm glad that you asked.
Godt spørgsmål. Jeg er glad for, at du stillede det spørgsmål.
Because when we're full of oil,
fordi når vi er fyldt af olie,
we express
så udtrykker vi
the life of God through
Guds liv igennem os.
That's how you know.
Det er sådan, du ved det.
Okay, help me. What does that look like?
Hvordan ser det ud?
Love.
Kærlighed.
Joy.
Glæde.
Peace.
Fred.
What are all the 9 fruits of the Spirit?
Hvad er alle de 9 frugter?
Long-suffering, gentleness.
Mildhed.
Patience.
Tålmodighed.
You know you're full of oil.
Du ved, at du er fyldt med olie.
When those attributes of who Jesus is,
når du har de her kendetegn,
continues to grow in your life.
Og når de fortsætter med at vokse i dit liv.
We're not perfect.
Vi er ikke perfekte.
God is never looking for perfection.
Han kigger aldrig efter perfekte mennesker.
Because He's the only one that's perfect.
For Gud er den eneste, der er perfekt.
Are you with me?
Kan I følge mig?
God isn't looking for perfect behavior.
Han forsøger ikke at finde perfekt opførsel.
Because it's not possible for us to live like that.
For det er ikke muligt for os at leve på den måde.
But what He is looking for,
men det han er på udkig efter,
is that you will remain full of His Spirit.
Det er, at du forbliver fyldt af Hans Ånd.
Because that is the key.
Det er nøglen
to looking like Jesus.
Til at se ud ligesom Jesus.
Oftentimes,
ofte er det sådan.
God will allow suffering in our lives.
Så tillader Gud, at der er lidelser i vores liv.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because suffering squeezes us.
Fordi det presser os.
And it forces us.
Og det tvinger os.
To make a choice.
Til at foretage et valg.
Are we going to be wise?
Skal vi være
or are we going to be foolish?
Eller skal vi være som de tåbelige?
Oftentimes suffering comes in the life of a Christian and we don't understand it.
Ofte så kommer der lidelser ind i et kristenliv.
None of us likes it.
Og vi forstår det ikke, men og vi kan ikke lide det.
I don't want suffering.
Jeg ønsker ikke lidelse.
But God will allow it.
Men Gud vil tillade det.
So that we have a choice.
Så vi har et valg.
Are we going to choose to lean on Him?
Læner vi os op af ham?
And have more oil.
Og have mere olie.
Or are we going to choose?
Eller vælger vi
to lean away from Him?
Og læner os væk fra ham.
And be without oil.
Og være uden olie.
Well, I know what that answer is for us.
Jeg ved, hvad det rette svar er for os.
No matter what comes our way.
Uanset hvad der kommer vores
Lord,
vej,
I want to be full of oil.
Så vil jeg være fyldt af olie.
I'm going to be a wise virgin.
Så vil jeg være sådan en vis jomfru.
How do you stay full of oil?
Hvordan forbliver du fyldt af olie?
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
Fill me today. How many times do we ask God to fill us with His presence?
Hvor mange gange beder vi Gud om at fylde os med sit nærvær?
How many times?
Hvor mange gange?
Listen, you never stop.
Du stopper aldrig.
You never stop.
Du stopper aldrig.
Because you see, we're always burning.
Vi brænder altid.
If you're alive,
hvis du er i live,
you're burning.
Så brænder du.
And a flame,
og en flamme,
has to have fuel.
Den skal have brændstof.
And unfortunately,
og desværre,
many Christians,
så er det sådan med mange kristne,
they're almost out of fuel.
De har næsten ikke mere brændstof.
Because they don't stay connected,
for de forbliver ikke forbundet
to the source.
Til kilden.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
We want the oil.
Vi vil have olien.
We want to be full of Him.
Vi vil være fyldt af ham.
All the time.
Hele tiden.
Because He's coming.
Han kommer.
And when He comes.
Og når han kommer.
He's going to call for us.
Så råber han efter os.
And you know what you and I are going to do?
Ved I, hvad vi kommer til at gøre?
We're going to be able to recognize him.
Vi kommer til at genkende ham.
He won't say, I don't know you.
Han kommer ikke til at sige, jeg kender jer ikke.
The only virgins that he recognized.
De eneste jomfruer, han genkendte.
That he called into the wedding feast.
Som han blev kaldt ind til bryllupsfesten.
Are the ones who had the oil.
Var dem, som havde olien.
The other ones.
De andre.
He said, I don't even know who you are.
Jeg kender jer ikke engang. Sagde han til de andre.
So Father, we want to stay full of oil.
Vi vil gerne være fyldt af olie.
We never want to walk away from you.
Vi ønsker aldrig at gå væk fra dig.
We never want to turn our back on
you. Vi ønsker aldrig at vende vores ryg til dig.
We want to constantly call on you to fill us.
Vi bliver ved med at kalde på dig til at fylde os.
To keep us full of your spirit.
Og hold os fyldte af din ånd.
Lord, I'm asking right now.
Jeg beder lige nu, Helligånd,
that you would fill every one of us in this room.
Du vil fylde hver eneste en i det her lokale.
With more of your presence,
mere dit nærvær,
more of your oil,
mere dit olie.
That we would not be the ones,
at vi ikke er dem,
that you say we don't know you, I don't know you, no,
om
that's not
siger,
us.
Jeg kender jer ikke. Nej, det er ikke
Jesus,
os.
Fill us,
fyld os her,
with more of your presence.
Med mere af dit nærvær.
How do you get more oil?
Hvordan får du mere olie?
Spend time in God's presence.
Tilbring tid i hans nærvær.
Spend time with him.
Tilbring tid sammen.
Read his word.
Læs hans ord.
Call on him.
Ræk ud til ham.
Lift your heart.
Læt dit hjerte til ham.
Lift your hands.
Og løft dine hænder.
Listen. There is an energy of the Holy Spirit that comes to us.
Der kommer en,
when we wait on the Lord.
Når vi venter på Herren, så kommer der en energi fra ham, fra Helligånden.
And the difference between those of us who are progressively getting closer and those of us who aren't, you know what the difference is?
Og ved hvad forskellen er på os, der bevæger os hen mod Gud tættere og tættere på os, der ikke gør. Her er forskellen.
Time.
Tid.
This is why I think it's very important.
Derfor tror jeg det er meget vigtigt.
As a church.
Som kirke.
As an individual.
Som en individuel person.
That you make sure that you are fellowshipping in a place where there is oil.
Så derfor er det vigtigt, at du kommer i et fællesskab, hvor der er olie.
That you're spending time with people.
At du tilbringer tid sammen med.
Who have oil.
Mennesker, der har olie.
That you're around people who encourage you.
At du er omgivet af mennesker, som opmuntrer dig.
To buy oil.
Til at købe olie.
Because we don't know when the bridegroom is going to show up.
For vi ved ikke, hvornår brudgommen kommer.
And we don't want to be the ones.
Og vi ønsker ikke at være dem.
That say.
Som siger.
We didn't know he was coming.
Vi vidste ikke han kom.
No. We want to be living our lives in holiness before
Nej,
God.
Vi ønsker at leve vores liv i hellighed.
How do you know?
Hvordan ved du?
Someone who has the oil.
Om du har olien.
Because she is progressively living a life of holiness and truth and transparency before God.
Så fordi en som hele tiden og igennem sit liv lever et helligt liv og et gennemsigtigt liv over for Gud.
Buy oil.
Køb olie.
Buy oil.
Køb olie.
Keep yourselves full of his spirit.
Hold jer fyldte af hans ånd.
Never deny him of that place that only he belongs, which is that place of intimacy. Don't deny the Lord that place.
Eller nægt ikke Herren adgang til det dybeste af dit hjerte, der hvor han hører hjemme.
And if you sin,
og hvis du synder,
if you sin,
hvis du synder,
quickly, don't wait.
Så lad være med at vente.
Quickly.
Så gør det hurtigt.
Ask him to forgive
you. Bed ham hurtigt
quickly,
om at tilgive dig.
And then come right back.
Og kom hurtigt tilbage.
To that place where you're getting more oil.
Hvor du får kom tilbage til det sted hvor du får mere olie.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask you to stand, please.
Jeg vil gerne have bedt jer at rejse op.
It's wonderful parables.
Det er nogle vidunderlige lignelser.
I want to encourage you to read them.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at læse dem.
Look at them.
Se på dem.
Ask your heavenly daddy.
Spørg jeres himmelske far.
To open your eyes to see what he's saying.
Bed ham om at åbne jeres hjerter, så I kan se hvad han siger.
We need to continually have the oil.
Vi har brug for hele tiden for olien.
All right. Just lift our hands to the Lord.
Lord.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for your presence.
Tak for dit nærvær.
Holy Spirit.
Helligånd.
Come.
Come.
Lord, let your kingdom manifest in this place.
Lad dit rige manifestere sig på det her sted.
Right now.
Lige nu.
Let it come.
Lad det komme.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Herre.
We are the wise virgins.
Vi er de vise jomfruer.
We are the wise virgins.
Vi er de vise jomfruer.
We buy oil from you.
Vi køber olie af dig.
Come, Spirit of God, and fill every one of us in
Kom
this place.
Kom og fyld hver eneste af os med din Helligånd.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Let your presence come.
Lad din nærvær komme.
All right, I'm just going to walk around and just pray for you, okay?
Jeg kommer til at gå lidt rundt og bede for dig.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
Lord, let the oil, let us be full of oil.
Lad os være fyldt af olie, Herre.
Let us be full of oil.
Lad os være fyldt af olie.
And there are some of us in this room today.
Der er nogen af os her i det her lokale.
And really difficult things have happened in your life.
Der er sket meget vanskelige ting i dit liv.
Really, really difficult things, and you think that you're disqualified because of the mess of your life.
Så tror du er diskvalificeret.
And the Lord wants you to know.
Men Herren ønsker du skal vide.
That it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Det har ikke noget at gøre med dig.
It has to do with your heart. Come
det har at gøre med dit hjerte.
And all He wants you to do right now.
Og det eneste Han ønsker du skal gøre lige nu.
All He wants you to do right now is just say Jesus.
Det er, at du skal sige Jesus.
If you are here today, listen, guys. If you are here in this room today, and you know that if Jesus were to come back tomorrow,
hvis du er her i det her lokale, og du ved, at hvis Jesus kommer tilbage i morgen,
that you would be one of those with no oil.
Så er du en af dem, der ikke har olie.
Well, that can change today.
Det kan forandre sig i dag. Du kan få olie.
Today.
I dag.
If you know that's you.
Hvis du ved at det er dig.
Want to just lead you in a prayer asking the Lord for forgiveness.
Så vil jeg gerne lede jer i en bøn hvor vi beder Gud om tilgivelse.
Okay. Once again, Father, in the name of Jesus, we
Jesu
thank
navn,
you. That this is a safe place.
Det her det er et sikkert sted.
We declare this is a safe place for your people to deal with their hearts.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love in this place. So I'm going to ask you, if that's you, and you're like, I don't have any oil. Because of things in your life that have prevented you from surrendering to Jesus.
Jeg overgiver dig til Jesus.
And really those things are not things, it's you. It's your life, your life. It's your decision.
Det er din beslutning.
I want to lead you in a prayer
of
repentance right now. If that's you, please. And just you need to speak.
Du bliver nødt til at tale.
There's no such thing as praying in your mind.
Der er ikke noget om at du taler, du beder inden.
You need to speak.
Du er nødt til at udtale.
With your eyes closed.
Luk dine øjne.
And nobody else's business.
Der er det ikke nogen andres sag.
If you know,
hvis du ved,
that you don't have the oil,
at du ikke har olien,
I want you to say this, and you can say it, and you can translate for me, Carson.
Ja, så skal du sige
I
det
want
her.
You to say, Jesus.
Jesus,
I come before you today.
Jeg kommer til dig I dag.
Yeah. Just that's okay. Just speak it to him.
Bare sig det til ham.
Ask him, Jesus, come close
Bare
to me right
ham.
Now.
Bare bed Jesus. Jesus, kom tæt på mig nu.
Please forgive me.
Tilgiv mig.
For the wrong things in my life.
For de forkerte ting I mit liv.
That have blocked me from you.
som har blokeret at jeg kommer hen til dig.
Today, right now.
I dag, lige nu.
I want that to change.
Så ønsker jeg, at det skal forandres.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Wash away every wrong thing I've ever done.
Vask alle de forkerte ting og ting som jeg har gjort i mit liv væk. Vask dem væk.
I surrender to you.
Jeg overgiver mig til dig.
Completely over again.
Jeg overgiver mig fuldstændig til dig.
I surrender to your love.
Jeg overgiver mig til din kærlighed.
For me.
Til mig.
I surrender to your will
in my life. Vilje i mit liv.
And I ask you, Jesus,
og jeg beder dig, Jesus,
to come right now
om at komme lige nu,
and fill me
og fyld mig
with your presence.
Med dit nærvær.
Okay. Let's just wait. Just wait on him.
Bare vent på det.
Thank you, Lord. There it is. There it is. Yeah, more
mere
Jesus.
Mere
more.
Dig.
More.
Mere dig.
More.
Mere.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Right from the very front to the very back of this room.
Fra helt foran og helt
be
til bag.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Er fyldt med Helligånden.
Receive the embrace of the Father right now.
Modtag omfavnelsen fra Herren nu.
Let it come.
Lad det komme.
Whoa, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Okay, thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
There's some of you here that you're getting free of drinking, of alcoholism.
Der er nogle af jer, der har problemer med alkohol, det vil jeg skal
you're getting
sætte
free.
Fri for.
You're getting free of pornography right now.
For pornografi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
That's the oil of the Holy Spirit.
Det er Helligåndens olie.
Yeah. Some of you, yeah, you're getting free of a poor view of yourself. There's the Lord is breaking chains right now.
Der bliver brudt linker og dårligt selvværd og dårligt selvbillede bliver brudt i dag.
Just that's it. Just raise your heart, raise your hands to him and receive it right now.
Bare løft dine hænder mod ham, løft dit hjerte mod ham og modtag.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Fill your people with your oil.
Fyld dit folk nu med din olie.
For those of you who have never said yes to Jesus.
For de af jer, som aldrig nogensinde har sagt ja til Jesus.
Receive his spirit into your life right now.
Modtag Helligånden i dit liv.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
More.
Mere dig.
More.
Mere dig.
Lord, thank you every day.
Tak, Herre. Hver eneste dag.
Every day.
Hver eneste dag.
We come to you.
Vi kommer til dig.
Fill us, Lord.
Fyld os, Herre.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep receiving from him right now, folks. This is good. This is so good. More, Jesus. More. More.
Yeah.
Fill. More of your love. Let it come.
Mere din kærlighed.
Let it come.
Let it come.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
What's that? What did she say?
Will you pray for my eyes?
Yes, come up here. It's very interesting how you said that because I just felt the Lord say he wants to begin to minister physical healing in this room. Yeah. Okay. Just tell her.
She's going to school right now, and
okay.
She can't see much.
She can't see. Okay.
She can see, but not
all
much.
All right. How many of you need God to do something to heal you physically?
Hvor mange har fysiske ting, som de gerne ønsker at forbedre for, som de ønsker at blive helbredt for?
All right. Let's ask him. Let's ask
him. Lad os bede ham.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn, far.
Let your healing power.
Lad din helbredende kraft.
Blow through this room right now. In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Just wait on the Lord. Let's wait on Him. Wait on the Lord.
Vent på Herren.
Could you ask her? Is it which eye is it? That's.
Er det bestemt øje? Det er begge øje.
Both of them.
Both eyes. Okay. Yeah.
Jeg har briller og jeg har haft tre forskellige slags, men det hjælper ikke noget alligevel.
She has glasses, but it doesn't help her.
Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, watch her. Just let your healing power touch her. Lord, and we just thank you. Oh, just help her head there. Jesus, we just thank you right now for your healing power. Lord, we give you, we praise you and we honor you in this place. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Thank you, Lord. Father, come. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Helion.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Helion.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Helion.
Lord, all over this room.
Over hele det her lokale.
Lord, I'm asking you, set us free.
Set us free.
Jesus, be glorified. Let it come. Let it come right now. In Jesus' name.
Skal herliggøre dit navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
Yes or no?
Let it come. More. More.
More.
More. More. Okay. Headaches. We command headaches to be healed right now. Okay.
All right.
How many of you feel God's presence on you right now? Touching your body in that place. Yeah. Okay. That's wonderful. Lord, we give you praise.
Vi giver dig pris.
We give you praise.
Vi giver dig pris.
We give you praise.
Vi giver dig pris.
Jesus. You are the one that is so interested in our soul and our body. You heal us. You heal us. Oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Over the last year or so.
Yeah.
I have had a great depression.
Yes, I know. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I want to come back to this place. Yeah. I don't know what.
Bare løft din stemme op og tilbed Herren. Han er her. Han er så meget. Mere dit nærvær her. Hæld olien på her. Hæld olien på. Lad det komme. Ja, der var det. Lad os fortsætte med at modtage fra Gud.
And I ask you to do.
Jeg kommer til at bede om.
And I never do this, but I feel we need to do this.
Jeg gør det aldrig, men Jeg føler, jeg skal gøre det.
Okay, those of you that need physical healing, put your hands up again.
Ja, jeg har brug for fysisk helbredelse.
Okay, I want everybody in this room to see those hands. I want you, those of you.
De er, som ikke.
Find somebody with their hands raised.
De er, som ikke har hænderne op. Find en, som
Now, here's the instruction. Here's the instruction. Listen, this has not got anything to do with your faith.
Det handler ikke om din tro.
It has to do with us depending on him to come.
Okay.
So I don't want you praying weird prayers over anybody. Just come. Just lay hands on them. Just come around them. And just say, Jesus, more of your healing.
More.
Right? This is a safe place. Okay? Okay, let's go and do that right now. Come on, go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go do that. Find somebody with their hand up and just say, Jesus, more of your healing.
There's
like 3-4 people at the back. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And let's just wait on the Lord. Here's a few more people over here.
Who
nobody's praying for them. Let's pray for them. This gentleman right here in the blue. Just put your hands on him. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit.
Mere. Kom, Helion. Kom, Helion. Kom, Helion. Mere dig. Jesus. Tak, Herre. Okay.
Those of you that received prayer, how many of you feel the pain has lifted? It's completely gone. Anybody?
At smerten har løftet sig eller helt væk?
Anybody? Just wave. Just kind of wave like this. It's just a good. It's a praise report. Yeah. Good. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. Lord, again, we step into you. Holy Spirit, come.
Vi træder frem for dig, Helligånd.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, ja.
Let there be another wave of your presence.
Kom, lad komme endnu en bølge af dit nærvær.
Oh, Jesus, another wave of your presence. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come.
Bare lad more. Det kom. Lad det komme.
More.
Mere dig.
More. Don't be distracted, you know.
Lad være med at lade jer forstyrre.
Everybody we all react to God's presence differently.
Vi reagerer forskelligt på
If you hear somebody laughing, it's okay.
Hvis der er nogen, der griner, så er det okay.
Let them laugh.
Bare lad dem grine.
More, Jesus.
Mere dig, Herre.
More.
Mere dig, Herre.
More of your presence, Lord. Let it come. Okay. Anas, I'll keep I'm going to just end the meeting if you'd like to, or would you like me to? Yeah. Okay. If anybody wants to receive prayer individually, if you'd like me to pray for you, I would be happy to do that. But I'm going to turn the meeting over now to
så gør jeg gerne det. Eller så Anas.
Thank you, Lord. All right. So folks, the Lord bless you.
Gud velsigne jer.
Lord bless you.
Gud velsigne
jer. And I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer.
If you don't have a place where you're going to church,
hvis ikke du har et sted hvor du går i kirke,
you need to come here.
Så er du nødt til at komme her.
And I'll go as far as to say, if you're going to church somewhere,
Jamen, der går så langt som at sige,
then you can leave that church and come here.
At hvis du går i kirke i stedet, så kan du bare forlade den og komme her til.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne jer.